Blog Talk Radio. Breaking news.
Ushering in a new era. This is the War of the Words.
All right, everybody. Episode number 118. Coming to you live with a huge diesel truck behind me. In case you guys don't know, man, I have been on a bit of a world journey traveling around the world. I'm currently in Hawaii. I'm on the Big Island. I'm in a place called Honolulu. It's kind of by Kona. And I'm kind of on the side of a volcano right now. It's like this coffee field. So if I am breaking up, I apologize massively for that. Hopefully I'm not, and you guys can hear me at least okay. Seems like I got the 3G going on. But welcome back to War of the Words, man. We haven't had a show in about 2 weeks because I've been on this epic journey and just haven't had an opportunity to stop, sit down, and get a bunch of stuff together. And obviously it's partly vacation, so, you know, taking a little bit of break. But I've been trying to do this show for the past couple of days, and because there's a six-hour time difference between where I used to live, South Carolina, and the Southeast represent, you all know me, and where I am currently, kind of caused some confusion. So hopefully we're going to get on today with an excellent show. We've got Malachi Freeman on today. We're going to be talking ATT Low Country. That is today's topic, man. They are open now. A lot of my friends, a lot of fighters that I know, a lot of people we know that fight for conflict, and definitely that Charleston crowd seems to have gravitated to ATT Low Country, and for excellent reason. If you guys haven't checked them out, man, make sure to give them a call. 561-48, and that's Charleston, South Carolina. Also, big props to Soar Summer Fight Store, our official sponsor for today's show. So, you know what? Enough. I know you guys have been waiting long enough. I've been getting the messages the past couple days because you've heard this. We were going to be doing the show, so it is on now. Hopefully, my response, Mr. Freeman, what's going on with you, brother?
Hey, what's going on, man?
What's up, man? Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you a little bit. You're in and out sometimes.
Yeah, this. Hopefully the volcano doesn't actually erupt while I'm standing here.
Yeah, don't let that happen.
So,
is that where you're living now?
Yeah. Is it, what'd you say again?
Is that where you're living now?
Oh, it's where. Well, it's. I'm part. I'm trying to go all the way around the world and come back. So I'm. I guess I'm about halfway.
Yeah, you're almost there.
Yeah, almost there, man. The six-hour time difference has been something else. It's funny because I used to be this guy. You know, being that I work online and make all my money online and stuff. You know, I get up around 12 o'clock or so, and I'm going to bed at 4 or 5 in the morning. And when I get here, suddenly I'm a normal person because that is like 8 a.m. here.
Perfect.
Yeah, it's been a perfect experience. Hey, exactly. Uh-huh. There, I can actually do things with my life. And speaking of, man, just before I got here, about 2 days before I got here, you guys had the grand opening of ATT Low Country at my flight. I was unable to make the opening, man. And so the first thing I wanted to ask was, how was that? Tell us a little bit of. Yeah, tell
us
about that experience.
The grand opening is Saturday.
There you go. Yes, so, the grand opening Saturday.
Yeah. So Saturday is the grand opening. We had the official opening last Wednesday, and we had about 32 people on the mat.
Wow. That's right. July 11th is the grand opening, and then the first was the event. That's right. I saw some of the initial pictures, man. A lot of familiar faces, a lot of really high talented and also dedicated people from the area seem to have caught the message, man. Tell us a little bit about that, about July 1st and that first experience, man, with those doors wide open.
Well, I mean, it's kind of crazy because I kind of got off the flight with from St. Louis from the Kimbo fight, and I drove straight down to South Carolina. And when I got in, basically, the mats were put in on Sunday. I was getting such a huge response about signing up. getting like the kind of grand opening special that like people were like, please let me come in on Monday. So I was like, okay, come in on Monday. I'll be there at 5 o'clock and you know, you guys can train from like 6 to 8, you know, open mat. And people just came in every single day. And basically it was like open mat for like a week. And then all of a sudden the grand opening, people had already been training. So it was our first official class. And we all had a picture taken. It was pretty crazy, you know. Like, I was, of course, you know, I was expecting a lot of people because I was signing up a lot of people throughout the entire week that we were not even open. You know, like, just like, we're pretty much hustling around trying to get our flyers out, trying to get, like, you know, certificate of occupancy. We're trying to get everything together that's supposed to be together. And we're just selling memberships. So it was really great. It was really great that, you know, people came to me and, you know, I was pretty much after whatever happened at the other gym and I was pretty much the first stop, you know, so I really, you know, touched that people really came to me that quickly.
Yeah, man, you know, I think it was kind of like the perfect timing. I got to tell you, you know, being a part of Charleston and the MMA scene and also being involved in several of the gyms and helping with promotion and stuff, I think there was this moment, there was this moment where people were looking for, and not that there are bad gyms in Charleston. It's a great MMA town, absolutely a beasting MMA town. But I think that it was ready for this, this upper echelon, this next level. I think they were waiting on this next level, and it seemed like you swooped in. And all the fighters I know personally, I've got a lot of friends, obviously living in Charleston that are, excuse me, that practice and train, and then. A ton of my friends throughout the region are with ATT and other locations, and it just seems like this all has come together perfectly, man. How has that part of it felt for you?
I mean, you put together 15 years of, like, I left Charleston because there was no MMA scene. I started doing a little bit of jiu-jitsu. I was, like, kind of like a small gym with, like, the lay-down mats, and then I wanted to be an MMA fighter, so I left to Oregon. So leaving Oregon to joining like Team Quest to then like hanging out with Evan Tanner to like bouncing around to different areas and then finally going to Florida for the last 9 years at ATT, it's kind of like come full circle. You know, it's like I've had like a 15-year education, you know, and now I come here and now it's like it's blossoming. Now there's Conflict, which is putting on great shows, and then there's, you know, all these fighters with like just like an amazing amount of talent just need the right guidance sometimes. You know, like I'm already working with some of the guys here that have fights coming up, and man, they catch on so quickly. Some of the jiu-jitsu guys are so legit here. I mean, I didn't touch the gi in 12 weeks when I was pretty much getting ready with Kimbo. I put the gi on, man. I got to be on my P's and Q's with these guys. These guys are, you know, they set a standard here. So it's really great, you know, like I'm back on the mats. I'm getting involved with everybody. I'm getting my rhythm going. I'm getting my coaching rhythm going because I had all this, you know, like it's kind of funny to think about it. When I was doing it at the main academy, I was the guy known for small details. You know, here's a little detail here. So here's a little detail here. Here's what you need to fix. And it was working for my guys. You know, it was working for a lot of other guys that, you know, they were saying that we're using it in their fights and we're actually having success. Like, you know, with the exact moves that I was showing them. And I'm like, whoa, is that going to transfer here? It's like some kind of weird feeling, you know, like I was going to like lose it all of a sudden. Like I was going to move straight and all of a sudden I was going to lose that like little tiny gift that I had, like the little kind of premonition stuff that I had, like where I thought about things in a different way where people kind of connected with how I taught. And I'm like, oh man, if I change, like, am I really doing this? I'm coming from ADT and I have a lot of good fighters and guys who are listening to me and we're having success. Now I'm coming to Charleston, and am I going to, like, all of a sudden lose what I had? You know, it was, like, it was a stupid thought, but it was there. And, like, you know, with guys walking in the door, I'm like, oh, you know, I hope I still got what I had there. It's silly to think, but, man, it was definitely in my head.
I can imagine that that as those people came in and got to work, you know, as you mentioned earlier, that flow and the way that those guys – especially ones that I interacted with, were so hungry for that knowledge, man. I mean, it had to be like open eyes and ears and just an excellent experience, man, to kind of see it go in a direction that although you had those thoughts on the surface, that deeper
right.
down you, it went the direction that you knew in your heart, in essence, that it was going to go. I think that's amazing.
Yeah, man. As soon as I saw, you know, like as soon as these guys came in and the way that they listened and the way that they're hungry. I mean, every single one of the guys on the mat is hungry to learn. They want more. Like, you know, I know they want more, and it's almost like I gotta like keep myself from giving too much. I'm like, all right, I gotta stop because I'm just gonna be blabbing on. It's gonna become like a 5-hour seminar. Like, I have 3 jiu-jitsu classes in a row, so it really works well for me because I teach way too much. Like, that's one of my problems is that it's like I'm not one of those guys like, okay, here's an arm bar. Okay, you do the arm bar. Okay, do that 1,000 times. Okay, now train. I'm like one of those guys that like really get in there. I'm like, okay, this is the arm. This is okay. Now this can happen. Now this can happen. Now we're gonna move on to this. And so those 3 classes of jiu-jitsu, and then right after that, an MMA class, like almost 4 classes, I get to really teach my brains out until I'm like, I really got it all out of my system.
And I imagine that has to lead you. You were talking earlier about that piece inside you, that premonition stuff, that kind of sixth sense that a lot of these high level or these jiu-jitsu, you know, teachers and practitioners have, some of them have. I imagine that leads you, as you have that so many classes back-to-back, to coming up and recognizing even more things. I mean, your own eyes have opened even more to things.
It's beautiful, man. It's beautiful. It's beautiful when you have a class and you teach a move and you're like, okay, that was okay. And then all of a sudden, you know, that class was okay. I'm satisfied with it. And then all of a sudden, like today I was satisfied with, you know, two of my classes. I had a basic class, so I had to keep it beginner. Then my advanced class, I enjoyed. I showed some concept type stuff that, you know, was kind of touchy here and there. There's no real technique. It's kind of like, well, here's the concept behind this. And then all of a sudden my MMA class came and it was just like gangbusters. Like all of a sudden I'm like, you know, I'm in the zone. So it's a beautiful thing, man. It definitely allows me to open up my brain and really kind of like look at every, like, you know, I'm watching the guys train. I'm like, okay, yeah, I know what this guy can do. I know what I can do for him, you know? And so it's, you know, with so much talent already in Charleston and now at my gym, it's like, I don't even, I got my hands full. You know, I'm thinking about each and every guy. Like when I'm coming home, I'm like thinking like, okay, this is what I can do for that guy. All right. This is what I can do for him too, you know? So it's beautiful.
I think that's an amazing thing to hear and an attitude to have is, I think, you know, there was I think one of the main issues around the Charleston area as far as gyms go was kind of that blanket approach. Not that it's an incorrect approach at all by any means,
right.
But just to hear someone saying, you know, they take the time to see the specifications of how someone is and can adhere and modify and think of and create things for them to have that
right.
sort of environment is gotta be great for those fighters. And then on top of that, have the staff that you guys are bringing in, the staff
right.
that you guys are creating and have on hand. Tell us a little bit about the people inside the building that make it happen.
Well, number one, my wife has been worked at ATT for, you know, the past 5 years. And she's basically seen it all. So she keeps me basically able to do what I do without, like, you know, having a panic attack. If she wasn't involved, I would definitely be, I believe maybe even like longer, like 8 years she was involved. So if she wasn't involved, listen, no classes would get taught. I'd be having panic attacks at all times, thinking like, seeing like new people walk in. I don't know who's paying. I don't know what's going on over here. I'm that kind of person where I'm really scatterbrained if I'm not having something to really focus on. Then I have Johnny Cooper. Johnny Cooper's been amazing. He's an assistant coach of mine. And you know,
great guy.
From day one, he stepped up.
Yeah.
And
love
I wasn't
Cooper.
Even in town. I was coaching Kimbo, and he was, you know, and he was already in the gym helping my wife get things set up. And so it's like, you know, he's painting, him and his wife Molly were painting. can't even, you know, like, get to the point where, like, okay, I can't even believe that this, you know, like, I call my wife, and I'm like, hey, how's everything going? Oh, it's just me, Donnie, and Molly, we're painting. I'm like, oh, my gosh, you know, I'm over here doing this, and they're helping me kind of build my dream, so it's ready when I get there.
Wow.
And he's also an amazing talent, and I can't wait to really work with him and help him. Then, of course, I have Peter Kaza, who you may not know, but he's a professional wrestler. Amazing with kids. He's my assistant kids instructor. And, you know, he comes from the Helsin School, but he's basically, I was coming down, I was teaching a private, and he was, like, ready for me to come. And he's just, I can't find a better kids instructor than him. Then I'm working with Lucas Pinto. So it's really
excellent.
Yeah. Amazing. You know what I mean? Like, I can't say much enough about Lucas. I knew Lucas when he was 15 or 16 years old.
Wow.
So you take like when I come in and off, I was fighting and I kind of like stopped here for six. I came back to Charleston for 6 months. I met him and he was just a terror. You know, he was beating up like grown men at like 15 years old. Like, pretty much they were sending like, you know, like the tough guys to go roll with him so they could get like, you know, embarrassed. And so he's with me.
I've heard these legends.
Coach out of the, yeah. He's helping coach out of my gym now. So, you know, that's great. And I'm working something out with Jeff Grady, who will be coming in and doing some Muay Thai stuff with already camp members and already, you know, and potential future
team.
Yeah, so you know, people have really come out of the woodworks and really kind of stepped up to be. So like I'm already surrounded by a good team. I'm already surrounded by a great amount of students. I mean, I can't even tell you how good these students are. These Jiu-Jitsu students are on the mat. I come to my MMA class and I have top level MMA guys that are amateurs that are, you know, have a lot of future potential behind them. And then Grady's coming in and bringing in these kickboxing guys and some watching that are seem like natural talent. So I'm excited. This is like day seven, day eight. You know, officially open. And I feel like
not even actually open.
Yeah, I feel like we're the
powerhouse. Oh yeah,
you know, like already we're the powerhouse.
No doubt.
And you know, we have a noggin coming up. I'm already ready to build a trophy case for that. I'm ready to, you know, like my focus is switching so much. I'm like, oh, I'm gonna stay away from MMA. You know, I'm like, I've done so much MMA. I'm just gonna do camps with like guys like Kimbo or guys like Urbina or Scoggins when they come in. I'll just do that. You know, I'm burned out from MMA. And then all of a sudden you get a kid like Mark Trader who was in tonight. And I'm like, man, I want to make this kid good. This kid listens.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he's already good.
Tons of
that's
one of the hungriest dudes I know. I was fortunate enough that he lived close to me. We had a lot of opportunities to – he's a good friend of mine. And that guy is he's got a lot. He kind of personifies a lot of the hunger that's here in the Southeast and in MMA. Those guys that are not they're not meatheads or dudes trying to be badasses or anything like that. That they legitimately are thirsty for knowledge about the sport and about how to be better and more efficient.
Right.
And you know, you really
like
are.
Would
you say
Chad
a powerhouse? You've got Chad May. Another. I was just got off the phone with him not too long ago.
Another guy that I want to make. Like, so here I am. I want to step away from MMA. Like, not step away, but I don't want to put my, like, you don't even understand, like, what my MMA fight is. Like, I want.
Yes.
I don't get to talk to my wife. You know, all I am is watching tapes, writing things down, coming up with different things, then working with my fighters. So I'm like, listen, I'm already doing 8 hours. So I'm, like, 8 hours of teaching. So I don't want to, like, do camps, do game plans and camps and stuff like that. And all of a sudden I find myself looking up opponents of these guys. I'm like, what am I doing here? You know, like, so it's
you can't escape the addiction, man. You just got to accept it.
And especially with the kind of guys that I'm around, you know, the kind of guys that I'm around, if they were dummies and you know, if they were just like, oh, I want to fight, you know, this and that, I'm great. Then I'd be like, okay,
punch.
You're great. Come to my MMA class, you know, and I'll teach you something. And if you like it, good. If you don't like it, okay. But I get guys that are humble, respectful, and highly skilled. And I'm like, oh, damn, it's the, like, you know, the three things that make me weak. And now I got to look up their opponents and try to help them, like, you know, try to do game plans and things like that and really figure out how to, you know, edit their games. Because it's just, you know, that's in my nature for sure.
Well, you know, it seems like that gym has really brought, in that it kind of, to use a phrase, you know, it's brought torches together. That's what it seems like to me. All these bright lights and all these torches are coming together and they're catching one another on fire. So, you know, each person that's maybe wasn't as enthusiastic about certain parts now finds their hunger or their lust for it even, you know, renewed and raised. And it just seems that whole revitalization seems to be happening. And I know when we spoke before, you mentioned that part of what you wanted to do with this dream and this goal is to make like a legit hub for elite fighters in the area because of the talent pool. And now that you're starting to get a taste of that and see these people, do you feel like more confident in that part of the goal?
Definitely. I feel like the guys that are here can stay here. You know what I mean? Like there's always that feeling like, well, can you fight legitimately at a high level out of an area like Charleston, you know? Not to put Charleston anywhere, but it's not Coconut Creek, Florida. It's not Greg Jackson's in Albuquerque. It's not, you know, it's not the Pit. It's not, you know, Team Alpha Male. But it, now that you see the amount of talent that's here, it's like, well, no, man, Charleston can become a hub. We can definitely produce a great amount of talent, and these guys don't have to go anywhere. These guys don't have to go, well, I have to go off and go here to go to. No, man, it's here now. It's here. It's ready. It just needs to be kind of cultivated. And the more that we cultivate it, it's going to become, it's just going to grow. People are going to come. I'm going to get guys out here that are going to do camps for their jiu-jitsu. It's only going to make the fighters that are currently here better. And like I'm already getting calls from Florence and in Little Beach and my buddy out in Macon, and they're coming down to work with us. Like it's, you know, they're all coming down. They all want to work. They want to drive the guys down monthly. They want to drive the guys down more than monthly, actually, you know, and work with us. And I know, I know a lot of guys. Yeah, and it's like, okay, well now Charleston can become that, you know, Charleston can become a hub where you can get talented guys. Bring everybody from South Carolina, bring everybody from the surrounding Southeast, and guys from Florida that need a jiu-jitsu camp, bring them all together and, you know, like really cultivate. I mean, this is a beautiful town. Who doesn't want to be here? You know, like.
Yeah. I mean, shoot, I've been halfway around the world in the past couple of days and it's still on my mind. It's still a glorious place. And you know, I've also liked the ATT support from outside of Charleston, you know. There's been a lot of that. I've seen a lot of that in my news feeds and around. Like my buddy The Weasel or Creepy Steve Montgomery, for those who don't know the nickname, he's been like huge supporter of it. You just see that again. You just see so much. You can feel it. It's not, you don't even if you were blind, you could see what was going on. You know.
I mean, me and Steve always had something. It's funny because you know, like when you walk by from somebody from South Carolina, it's just you know what's up. You know, it's almost like you're a brother, you know, like
yeah.
You know, you give each other the fist bump, you know, you don't even got to know each other. You just know they're from South Carolina and give them the fist bump.
Yeah, you know, exactly. You're like, oh, SD, what's up, man?
Yeah, exactly. But it's kind of funny, you know, because like, I come from, I knew Montgomery because Montgomery's coach, original coach, kind of brought him to ATT and I kind of guided him toward Charles McCarthy and Cole Miller and those guys. In the beginning, but you know, like guys like Scoggins, I'm all of a sudden Scoggins was at the Creek, and it was just hilarious almost because it's like, oh my god, you know, like there's more and more guys from South Carolina that are amazing talent that I don't even know existed, you know, but here they are and they're in like this, you know, gigantic force. But now I'm in Charleston, so you know, now I think that we can bring everybody together. You know, I'm hoping that Gardner will visit from Spartanburg, because I know they have a great gym out in Spartanburg, sprouting up with the help of the fight doctors and stuff like that.
It's a good scene up there. It was a pretty good scene up there. I moved before I lived in Charleston. I lived in Spartanburg in a place called the Scoggins Compound. They own like the family owns like a really big house out there. And when they all left to go to ATT and Coconut Creek, I moved in there as part of like a, you know, I mean, I know the family pretty good, and we, you know, kind of helping each other out. We're doing some media stuff too. And he went down there, and just being so close to that, man, to have someone like Scoggins come in and be a part of that too, is just gotta be a cool experience. Just him, really, just that, like we said before, all these guys that you knew before that are, you know, excited to come down to Charleston to train and share and even learn themselves. Right. And I mean, that's even more another brick in that wall of the powerhouse that you're speaking of that just continues like every day, and you're not even open yet. And here we are just mounting and mounting and mounting and mounting to, you know, with this being a dream, you know, I know how dreams are. I'm currently chasing one at this moment. And to know the power of those dreams and see it come into fruition in front of you has to be incredibly fulfilling. I mean, it just has to be.
Definitely. And, I can say that there's been a lot of ups and downs. You know what I mean? Like, MMA is not always super sweet to you. You know, it's not always the best to you. You know, it's not like, oh, I'm so happy I chose this. You know, like, but sometimes it's really down parts. But, man, I feel like, you know, like, everything came together. You know, there was a reason for everything. And now I have all this support in Florida. I have all this support in South Carolina. I have all this support from all over the world. I mean, I got guys that are actually in Russia right now that are going to come out in August. And these guys are probably the best wrestlers that I've ever seen. They lateral. When I say they lateral everybody, nobody is excluded from the word everybody. So they're coming down. You know, so they're coming down to work with our guys. He said, man, as soon as I get back to Florida, they're in Russia right now. They're there till August. They're coming back August. As soon as they get back, they're driving down. There's like three guys from UFC. I wish I could say their names. I know one's Gaston or Mateloff or something like that. I don't know how to say any of their names. a guy named Ollie. But, man, I'm talking about, like, you know, just amazing talents, and everybody's super helpful, wanting to come out there.
That's incredible.
Like, you get two aces that are like, yeah, I'm going to be out there either for the grand opening or I'm going to come out the next week. And these guys are just aces, you know. And so I can't wait for my students to just even, man, I say, like, okay, take the wheel, you know, like, for one of these guys, just take the wheel and show these guys. You know, like, show these guys how awesome you are. Because I can't wait. It's almost like, you know, Christmas for me to see my students always get to have somebody new from America Top Team, always get to have a different training partner, always get to have, you know, because that's why I rented a house. You know, I was going to get an apartment, but I was like, nope, I need to have space to put up people, you know. So I got space to put up people, and now I've been on Facebook, I've been getting, hey, is this date available? I'm like, yeah, come on, let's go, you know. So
let's do this thing, man.
Talent. Yeah, man, come on. I can't wait for the Russians to show up.
I got a couch.
The Russians is just hilarious. Yeah, you know, I got two extra rooms, and I got a couch, and I got. You guys will be happy. Come, let's hang out.
This recliner and this chair right here. You pull this wood lever, man. Boom, instant bed.
Yeah.
You're gonna be fine.
Instant bed. You'll be good.
That's awesome, man. We've got a good amount of people listening on the line today that I imagine are
awesome.
Excited to hear about this stuff, and that guarantees that there'll be more listening. So I definitely want to give you a second to talk a little bit about what is going to be available for the grand opening on the 11th, because I'm sure they would love to hear that.
Yeah. So the grand opening for the 11th, we will have Kimbo Slice. Kimbo Slice has not got his plane ticket yet, but I am talking. I just got off the phone with him. He says he's going to handle it. So, and he's one of those guys that you got to ride. So Kimbo Slice should be there. I hate saying he should be there, because if I was in Florida, he'd be on the plane. But if I'm in South Carolina, so I got to bug him every single day and text him every single day and be like, hey, get your ticket, dude. We're gonna.
You're still coming, right? Come on, man.
Yeah, let's do it. What are you doing all day? Let's go. We'll have Kimbo Slice. We should have several different UFC fighters. Hopefully, Cole Miller is going to make it. He shouldn't have a fight coming up, so he should come out. Hopefully, he comes out a little bit early. Class, I would love him to host the class. Rough some of my students up. And then we should have several other guys. Hopefully, Scoggins. Hopefully, Toro Urbina, Hector Urbina comes out there. Possibly Ailton Barbosa. I'm praying Creepy Steve makes it. I know he's back in the gym in Creek. But besides special guests, we're going to have a food truck, a Greek food truck. We're going to have an acai dessert stand. We're going to have a dunk tank. Hopefully we're going to put Kimbo in the dunk tank. I don't know if that's going to happen or not.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Liking it.
We're going to have a DJ playing music. We're going to have, you know, raffles. We're getting a lot of support from local restaurants and stuff like that. So we'll be giving away Bloomin' Onions and $20 gift certificates to Outback or, you know, to Kickin' Chicken or to, we just got something, the Crab Shack. We got all different kinds of crazy stuff to give to people, autograph, you know. We plan on having fun, and then we also plan on having like demonstrations so guys can come in and see the guys training and stuff. And if they get signed up, they can train too. If they sign the waivers, they don't sue me.
I always love that when I used to pass them out every day. Like, listen, sign right here because I don't want to hear about your ankle.
Right, exactly. Sign on this line that says, I am responsible for nothing that you do in this gym.
Exactly. Like if I hit you with a board with nails in it, we're fine.
Yeah, if Hector Lombard shows up and heel hooks you, it's not my fault at all.
Not my fault. You made this conscientious choice to get in there.
Yeah, you signed the contract, stepped on the mat, and saw Hector there and didn't walk off the mat. There was a problem with you.
Yeah, there you go. It was a learning experience, and we all enjoyed it. Especially YouTube. That's awesome, man. I think everyone, I know there's a ton of momentum. I love that the pressure has turned into energy and excitement as we've gotten closer to this to this day. I imagine it's not going to be long before you're going to have to like buy out the, you know, buildings around you and get that little MMA college going. It sounds like it's probably going to go in that direction with the amount of students.
Yeah, I mean, the more students that we get, the more calm the inside of my body gets, because of course this is all me, you know, and I'm putting this all, you know, it's all on myself. So the more students I get, the more calm I become, the more I become, okay, this is like up and running. And man, I would love to have, you know, we already have a seriously legit school. A seriously legit, I can't kind of say, super academy? I don't know. Something to where...
Yeah, like a campus, where, like somewhere where there's like a cafeteria and you pass other fighters with their bags and stuff. And like, hey, what's up, man? I'm going to jiu-jitsu.
Yeah, exactly, like a high school. Is there a high school available?
We need to look around. Just buy an old high school, and just all you gotta do is change the sign on the front. Your game. Keep the janitor.
Right.
Boom.
Yeah. Keep the janitor. Like a legend.
He gets to keep his job.
Right.
Yeah. You have to have the legend janitor that tells stories to the fighters. Like when I was young, we used to bare knuckle box with glass in our mouths.
Right, exactly. And he's got the technique to clean a throw up. Nobody else has the sawdust. Where did you get the sawdust from? You know, not just
He has it in his pockets at all times for some reason.
All times. He's like a magician.
Boom!
He just throws it out onto the throw up and it disappears.
This is a cure-all. Y'all don't know. It's a cure-all. I used to feed this to Muhammad Ali before every fight. You didn't know that, did you?
Exactly. You didn't know it.
That's excellent, man. There's so much.
89% sawdust.
Yeah, 89%. That's why he never smoked cigarettes. So he just catch on fire. Man, I love it. There's so, like I said, man, there's so much positivity, and we've been looking forward to having the show. And really, what I'd kind of like to do is start up, you know, maybe like something biweekly, where maybe every 2 weeks we catch up.
It.
You let us know what's been going on, how the development's going, man. Because you know, honestly, there between literally we have sponsors, family, friends, and very close people in the show who are actively participating in this gym. And I think that's an awesome connection because this family just keeps growing and growing. So, you know, I'd really like to extend that out and make a platform, one of many, I'm sure, that you guys have to you know, keep people up to date on what's going on and what's happening and fighting your guys that are fighting and where they're fighting. Have them on to talk, right, man. I think that'd be great.
I would absolutely love that, man.
That would be great, man. And you know, I had a special guest. It was going to be Steve. He got sick and was unable to call in because he's not feeling very well. He was going to call. He's a great guy. He's been on our show probably more times than any other single individual. We do.
Well,
we just have this thing about getting on and just talking.
If he goes on, I want to be the special guest where I sneak appearance on him. You know, like.
Oh, yes. I like that.
Because he was going to be the special guest for me, and I was going to all of a sudden not even know he was going to be on. It would have been like a behind door number two, and it's actually Creepy Steve. I want to be behind door number two.
That's it. I got it. I'm going to go on. I'm going to block Steve from listening to this episode. And he's like, hey, man, episode 118 doesn't work. I'm going to be like, you know, we're having some technical difficulties, but I have you scheduled for the next show. With a special guest. I like it, man. But listen, thank you so much for taking time out of your night. It's night there. It's like almost 11, I guess. Sun's still up here.
Yeah.
So weird. So thank you so much for that. Did you get a chance to eat your dinner?
Well, I'm gonna eat dinner right after this, man. We just drove in.
Boom.
Just cleaned up the mats, man. We're working, dude. We're putting it together. We're putting in work. Rise and grind. Get there at 9. Leave at 10. Man, that's what's been going on.
I like that, man. You know, I couldn't agree more. Thank you so much for coming on. We've been really excited about this and pushing this around, you know, to get that knowledge and information out. We'll obviously continue to do that for all
that.
You guys. Absolutely, man. For everybody listening on, we got, gosh, like almost 30 people here on the other line.
Cool.
I would like to just real quick, if I could, give you guys the information again. The number's 843-561-4848, and the grand opening will be on the 11th on 1850 Wallace School Road. Is that correct, my man?
Yes, sir. From 12 to 4.
Boom. Look at that. It's got school right in it. So you're talking about your premonitions. It's already partway there. You've got school in your address.
You want to hear what's crazy? I started kindergarten
at
school down the street at Ashley River, whatever, creative arts or whatever. That was my first kindergarten. And down the street from there, that car wash was my first job. So I'm smack dab in the middle with my first business.
Boom. It couldn't get
That's
more
it.
Full circle than that.
Right.
Listen, Malachi, I want to thank you so much again for coming on the show, man. It's been a blast. We're going to catch up with you. Of course, we're going to have this grand opening on Monday, and we'll have stuff flooding out on Facebook and stuff, and we'll catch up, say, on the show in about 2 weeks and see what this first 2 weeks has brought for Charleston and ATT Low Country, my friend.
Thank you so much, brother.
Absolutely, man. We'll see you in a couple of weeks, and although I won't be there in person, I will be getting tons of feedback on the 11th. So everybody listening, I will be putting out an article and some written stuff and hopefully gather some pictures for this and get that spread around. And check out, before you go, man, let them know. I run an unofficial ATT Low Country site on Facebook just because I'm a fan and I like to help. But let them know where they where they can follow you and the official stuff online and on Facebook.
Well, man, Facebook, you know, my name, Malachy Friedman, Malachy, last name, Friedman. You can catch me on Facebook there. I have another ATT account, and we're putting out stuff. I'll put out stuff on yours, on mine. I have Instagram, so it's also ATT Low Country. And I have Twitter, which I have no possibly idea how to use really right now. Know why people don't talk to me on there. I put something out and I maybe get a like or a retweet, but I don't get it. So
what's going on? You know what I did? I just connected my Facebook account to my Twitter so that any post I make on Facebook just gets tweeted to Twitter, and then I just don't even go there at all, ever.
Yeah.
That's the
nobody
secret.
Talks to me. I don't. It just seems like people are talking to themselves and nobody's communicating with anybody. So I'm just totally out in the loss. Like I get Instagram. I'm getting likes from random people. That kind of makes me feel weird and good in a strange way. But on Instagram, I get basically nothing. Just I read it and just people are just saying like, Taco Tuesday sucks today. I'm like, oh my God, who are they talking to? And I look and they're talking to nobody.
Yeah. That's my favorite thing on there. It's like I'm having thoughts about myself. You're like scrolling through, and it's like, God, right. My pen's out of ink. Like, okay, sweet,
right?
Retweet.
Exactly.
Me too.
Yeah, retweet. Yeah, that's what I just do. Retweet, like it. Retweet, like it.
Exactly, yeah. Man. That's how. Yeah, man. Listen, Malachi, we appreciate it again so much, man. I'm gonna let you go and enjoy your family and your dinner, and
right.
I'm sure you'll be back up bright and early, changing the MMA scene. And we thank you so much for joining us on episode 118, brother.
Thank you, brother.
All right, everybody, man. Again, we got a couple of minutes left on the show. I wanted to kind of go back over some of this. Make sure when you guys listen to the episode to check out the special guests, some of the awesome events that they're doing. They're going to have food. They're going to be, I think he said 12 to 4. You're going to be able to go inside and see what's going on, get a taste of the place, get to speak to people that are active parts of ATT Low Country and American Top Team in general, and really you get up close and personal with the new level of MMA in Charleston. I'm telling you, being a part of the Southeast MMA community for as many years as I've been, and then coming to Charleston and working with several different gyms, and not just gyms, but with Conflict MMA, and interviewing thousands of local fighters from Charleston outwards, man. I can tell you that the energy and the excitement is legit, and that this can be a huge change for you. If you're a fighter and you're serious about what you want to do, and it's more to you than just a Saturday night or just a hot girlfriend or just some kick-ass Hayabusa shorts, then, you know, check it out, man. Give yourself that opportunity. Don't tell yourself, you know, I'm not good enough for, you know, I'm top team. You know, that's ATT. That's the best in the world, man. You know, go there, because what matters at the end of the day is inside of you already. It's not in the building. It's inside of you. And what they're going to do is cultivate, capsulate, and create what's out inside of you on the outside. So, you know, bring that to them, because that's the greatest gift you can give to the community as well. And they're all about that too. And so are we on War of the Words. And I guess this high altitude and this volcano and this beautiful views got me feeling romantic today. But it's been a great show. We've got a little bit of music coming up we're going to float out on. I don't know when the next show is. I think it's Wednesday. I think we're either going to have Mark Trader on or Carlton Budd. I'm pretty sure it's going to be Trader to talk about his fight. He is basically a number one contender in his division, along with Robbie Cullum, who have great fights and will likely cross paths here before too long. But an excellent fighter who is facing an undefeated, awesome opponent in Damian Gaskin. It's going to be a tremendous war. And if you guys haven't checked out Conflict 29, we talked a little bit about this. Make sure to go to conflictmmapromotions.com. You can also get all this on War of the Words. It's fight month, guys. July 25th, Memminger Auditorium. Check out this fight card. I can't even go over it right now. Literally, you can just look up, just go to Google and type awesome fighters in the Southeast. And you'll probably at least peg, you know, 50% of this card, man. It is an elite level card. I've worked with Conflict for for a couple of years now, and it is one of the greatest cars that's been built by this promotion. You know, you Conflict fans know their stable, and even the guys that travel outward, of which there are many, go and conquer and show the elite level that Conflict brings. So I can't stress that enough, man. The last show sold out. This one's going to be no different. Amazing card. I believe there may even be a stream to it. So check all that information out. And, of course, ssfightstore.com, that's Source Number Fight Store on Facebook. Check them out. They're one of our leading main sponsors, along with Rehydrate and some other great guys. But listen, as far as on behalf of me and Maliki and all the great people that are bringing these torches together to create a unique and vibrant new martial arts experience in Charleston, we want to say thank you. Episode 118, we are out, and we will catch you day after tomorrow with Mark Trader. For now, I'm going to leave you. Let's see. I'm going to play this song. I used to be in a band from a town called Guyton/Springfield in Georgia when I was young. And I was a drummer for this band for a little while, and I left this band called Showbread for a different band that was more grungy. And that band, of course, went nowhere, and this band, Showbread, went on to be on MTV and win some awards and make a couple of really great albums and go on tour, and you know that old story. So I'm going to go ahead and play my favorite song by them. You may have heard it once or twice on the radio, but I got to give the jams out. This is Mouth Like a Magazine from Showbread, and we'll catch you day after tomorrow with Mark Trader. War of the Words, family.
I love it.
All right, everybody, that was, again, Mouth Like a Magazine from Showbread. Great show today, in case you guys are still here on the air. Man, there was just so many people still on the line. I wanted to come back on one more time and just reiterate that the opening will be July 11th, 12 to 4, and that is on Wallace School Road right here in Charleston. Get it while it's hot. We'll see you day after tomorrow. More of the words.